From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Charitably minded Americans donated $427 billion last year. That is a lot, but it's actually lower than the year before, almost 2% lower if you adjust for inflation. This is according to new figures released Tuesday by Giving USA, which tracks charitable donations in the U.S. Religious groups took a hit, so did education and human service organizations. These trends have some in the evangelical Christian world rethinking how they fundraise. From Boston, Carrie Young reports.
One evangelical group called Generous Giving has been working to bring younger givers into the mix. It targets students at top-tier MBA programs and law schools by inviting them to free retreats.
Everything was paid for, including the house and the food.
That's Jason Jose. He just graduated from the Harvard Business School. He went to one of these retreats last year in New Hampshire and was surprised there were no donation pitches, just people telling stories about giving and how doing that makes them happy.
I definitely did not see generosity as something that can give joy. I think that was a big change.
Which is precisely the outcome Generous Giving is aiming for. John Cortinas is the evangelical group's chief operating officer.
So much of the narrative around generosity is one based around guilt or duty.
He explains many Christians are taught about tithing, which typically means giving at least 10% of your income to the church. But he says groups like his have realized that a feeling of obligation from church teachings only goes so far.
To really have someone propelled into a lifelong, passionate pursuit of generosity requires a different power source.
The group doesn't advise people on how much to give or where to give. It just asks people to consider giving the amount that makes them happy. David King, a professor of philanthropic studies at Indiana University, explains Generous Giving is among a small but growing number of organizations in the Christian world that are taking this more strategic approach to philanthropy.
So digging deeply into the motivations for why they give it could be extremely helpful in reclaiming the deep riches of faith traditions for charitable giving.
Recent Harvard grad Jason Jose has already begun his journey in generosity. At the end of the school year, he donated his furniture rather than selling it. And once he starts his new job, he wants to give money to several causes. He's not sure how much yet, but he says it will end up being more than 10% of his income. In Boston, I'm Carrie Young for Marketplace.